This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the restoration report. The patterns are tightening. The threads are being drawn back together. Israel, scattered for generations, is beginning to feel the pull, a subtle yet insistent tug toward a forgotten way of life. It isn't simply about returning to a geographic location, though that will come. It's about reclaiming a way of being, a covenant rhythm lost in the noise and the synthetic shadows of Edom. We have bartered our inheritance, traded the dignity of our ancestors for the fleeting comforts of a system built on exploitation and deceit. Look around you. Consider what clothes your skin, what fills your homes. For too long, we've adorned ourselves with the products of a dominion that has systematically severed our connection to the earth, to the very source of life. These polymers, these imitations, they cling and stifle, preventing the breath of Yahuwah from reaching our souls. They are a symptom of a deeper sickness, a rejection of the natural order established from the beginning. Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, detailing the garments of the priests, linen and fine twill, woven with skill and reverence. These weren't mere coverings but declarations of Kodesh, visible testaments to the set-apart nature of those who ministered before him. Each thread a prayer, each weave a connection to the divine. And what have we done? Replace the living fiber with the lifeless, the natural with the manufactured. This isn't about fashion, beloved. This is about alignment. It's about choosing to live in harmony with the created order or perpetuating the cycle of destruction initiated by Babylon. Edom thrives on disconnect. Disconnect from the land, disconnect from our heritage, disconnect from Yahuwah himself. They offer ease, but at the cost of our very souls. But a stirring is happening, a reawakening. Those of us who have tasted the bitterness of exile are remembering the feel of linen against the skin, the warmth of wool woven with intention, the life force inherent in natural materials. We are beginning to understand that true restoration isn't simply about rebuilding structures, but about rebuilding relationships. Relationships with Yahuwah, with the land, and with each other. This echoes the pattern laid out in the prophets. Yes, Yahuwah spoke of the nations gathering against Israel, preparing for war, and we see it unfolding before our eyes, the drums of conflict beating ever louder. But even amidst the turmoil, he promises a remnant will return, a people who have remembered the ancient ways. This isn't a call to isolation, but a call to distinction, to be set apart, not by arrogance, but by obedience. To be a light in the darkness, a beacon of truth in a world consumed by lies. We see the Zionist regime, a puppet of Edom, escalating aggression against Lebanon, deepening its surveillance state, receiving support from the nations of the Gulf. They cling to power, convinced of their own righteousness, oblivious to the judgment that is swiftly approaching. They are building fortresses of stone and steel, while Israel, the true covenant people, are rebuilding the foundations of a righteous life. And consider the silence, the silencing of truth-tellers, the burying of evidence. Yah warned of a time when the locusts would devour the land, not just the crops, but the very fabric of truth. We are witnessing that now. Whistleblowers are punished, dissent is suppressed, and the narrative is controlled by those who benefit from the chaos. This is a hallmark of the darkness that precedes the day of Yahuwah, a desperate attempt to maintain control in the face of inevitable judgment. Malachi spoke of the fathers being turned against the sons against the fathers, and we see it in the political machinations of Edom, the Republicans deferring to Trump, the Biden appointees defying justice. The system is crumbling from within, revealing its spiritual bankruptcy and the extent of Edom's control. But even as Edom prepares for war, even as they attempt to silence the truth, Yahuwah is at work. He is weaving a new tapestry, drawing together the scattered threads of Israel, restoring the ancient patterns of covenant life. It's a slow process, a quiet revolution, but it is happening. It is happening in the hearts of those who are awakening, in the choices they are making, in the lives they are rebuilding. Remember Devarim 28, the blessings and curses. Yahuwah promised to scatter Israel among the nations if they turned away from him, but he also promised to restore them if they returned to him with all their heart. This is the moment. This is the turning. It requires a shedding of the synthetic, a return to the natural, a reclaiming of our covenant heritage. It requires a willingness to live differently, to walk a different path, to be a people set apart for Yahuwah's glory. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.